Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 225. This show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. Find our official site at weownthistown.net or find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. You'll get updates about all the latest episodes from every show across the network. You can also reach me personally at michael@weownthistown.net if you prefer to send an email. Speaking of email, this episode, we're doing something a little different. If you're a regular listener, you know I love to treat episodes ending in a 5 or a 0 a little differently, because why not? So, in the spirit of that, this episode, we're going to go into the We Own This Town mailbag. Many of the tracks that we're going to hear this week came through the contact page on our site, or a direct email to me, or even just a DM on Instagram. My email has been a bit backed up lately, so we've got a pretty stacked show. Aside from this helping me clear my own inbox, it does make for a surprisingly new and diverse episode. Lots of good stuff in here that I would not have found on my own. So thank you to everyone for sending things in, and I hope you, the listener, enjoy this rundown. We're going with song triplets like we did last week because there's just so much music to work through. So let's just start off with a brand new one from Peachy. Enjoy.
With my teeth, is the wind blows on my cheek. Yeah. Think they controlling the weather. I think they counting my days. They tell me keep it at home. Feel like I'm trapped in a cage. I'm going live on these niggas cause I can't get on the stage. Joy and pain is the same. This Frankie Beverly Mays. I was listening to Dolphy say young nigga get paid. They shutting down every city. I'm trying to find some new ways. I gotta get more creative. I gotta sharpen my blade. Feel like the brighter I shine, the more they darken my shade. I went from young whippersnapper to the OG in the vid. See my momentum and now they wanna come beef on the net. Fuck if I ruffled your feathers, ho, I don't need your respect. Y'all niggas ain't gon' do nothing. Fuck all that beef with a chick. These days I'm fucking with Tidal, got no CDs in the dick. I just kick back in my truck and let back my seat and reflect. The way the police be tripping, I should be sleep with a tick. Rolling the book at me shook when they had they knee on this dick. Feeling like you're falling 60 feet, don't splatter. I think them people talking about me don't matter. Staring at reflections of a G, don't shatter. All I need is quiet and my peace, no chatter. Feeling like you're falling 60 feet, don't splatter. I think them people talking about me don't matter. Staring at reflections of a G, don't shatter. All I need is quiet and my peace.
Finna kill a winner since we fucked the whole summer up. Quarantine dreams got me fiending for the wanderlust. 10 years in a row and ho, I never been a runner up. 15 projects in and still feel like I ain't done enough. Nigga prepping for the winter and it's mine too. Snipes and true, run the city, but you know it's mine too. My pickup in the blogs and magazines, but they can't find you. Bitch, this be my motherfucking time, can be your time too. Ho,
I'm John Morant, nothing but nylon. I'm AJ Brown over the pylon. You pussy niggas need a shoulder you can cry on. You hold on, want it, you should let this shit
they say they want that trial and error. Ghost by trial and error then. Man, I'm on some other shit. I usher a new era in. Trying to keep it peaceful, but they wanna take it there again. You niggas lightweight, don't make me throw you in the air again. How you like?
Feeling like you're falling 60 feet, don't splatter. I think them people talking about me don't matter. Staring at reflections of a G, don't shatter. All I need is quiet and my peace, no chatter. Feeling like you're falling 60 feet, don't splatter. I think them people talking about me don't matter. Staring at reflections of a G, don't shatter. All I need is quiet and my peace.
All right, hell of a start. That was Peachy with a brand new single called Waiting, followed by Flesh Eater with Extinguisher, and closing out with Verghost with a brand new single called 60 Feet. All phenomenal tracks. Truth be told, Peachy did not send that track my way, but I'm a diehard Peachy fan, so when I saw this go up on the Nashville Cream, I could not help myself but to include it here. I had to. There's a wonderful video that goes along with it, and a lot of promising news that there's lots more Peachy on the way. Very excited. Flesh Eater sent me that track along with the official video for it, which we premiered over on WeOwnThisTown.net, our official website, and I highly suggest you check it out. That song actually came out in October or November of 2019, and they just now put the video together. It's awesome. I can't believe I missed it, and I'm so sad about that, but I'm so happy to have finally encountered it now. Incredible track. Really enjoyed the video, too. Please go check that out. And Verghost's new single is such a great follow-up to his previous release, Ghost Tape. I'm just happy to hear him continue to make some great new music. I hope there's more of that on the way, because it's always been good. Every single bit of it's been quality so far. Okay, let's just keep going with another set. I'm confident you'll enjoy this one too. Let's start with the new one from Jessica Brianne.
Cool. Why does the ambience keep piling the pattern? station by the puppet show. Radio capsule, a dosage of three keeps the frequency clean.
Jessica Brianne with her newest single, Fireflies, followed by PLSR, pronounced Pleasure, I'm assuming, with their second single, Radio Capsule, and we closed out the set with Keeps with I Was the One. Jessica Brianne tells me there is a full length behind that song that is currently in the works. And over on Instagram, she says the song was written as both a warning against despair and a promise to keep growing in spite of anger and bitterness. I can 100% get behind that sentiment. I'm really looking forward to more new music from Jessica Brianne, as that song was truly fantastic. After that, we heard from Pleasure, which was absolutely new to me. They are a three-piece who write highly conceptual songs. They actually sent over their latest single, called As Seen in Real Life, which takes place chronologically after the song we heard, but I felt like this track, Radio Capsule, was a bit more of a grabber, a little more upbeat. Based on the band's other two singles, they are very adept at fusing different styles and genres. This one has a little funky feel to it, but the others go full-on rock or crooning R&B. It's pretty fascinating, and I'm told there's an animated music video coming in the spring as well. I'll be keeping an eye out. Here are all three tracks, linked in the episode description. I think you probably need to hear them all together chronologically for the story to start coming together. And we closed with Keeps with the track I Was the One off of their forthcoming album, Affectionado. They did not send me this, but I got a DM over on Instagram letting me know that I should check it out. So I did. This is actually just one of four preview tracks from the album that is due out on December 4th. One of those, called Spine Riding, was very tempting to play here, but instead I went with the official single, I Was the One. Looking forward to this record, as it seems to have been recorded in part at Uko Studios here in Nashville, which is now defunct and replaced with four enormous Tall and Skinnies, RIP. But they always manage to get great sound and great performances, so I'm really curious to hear how it pans out with this Keeps record. I will keep listening. Yes, that was a horrible pun. Okay, too much talking for a show that's this packed. Let's switch it up quite a bit now. Let's start with a full-on pop song from NZ.
You and I, we got mad chemistry. The kind that you only find in dreams. You keep me second guessing, and I think you're fun to mess with. I know you know what this could be. I want you to be with me, but there's one little problem. Someone else has come between us. I don't really like your girlfriend. Oh, traffic. I never thought about asking what we were gonna do when we got where we wanted to get to. I'm slipping into an accent. It's almost more than a habit. What are we gonna do when I can't talk straight at you? I remember everything you said, all about how it is just the way that it is. But I think that what you really meant to say is, baby, I don't know if I can stop this. Oh, I can't stop this. High times, that's right, red, white, black and blue. Nobody has it better than you. Winning in a landslide, a high tide, running up the room. Nobody got there faster than you. Nobody has it better than you. Better than you, better than you. Nobody has it better than you. Better than you, better than you. I can't deny that I've had it. Just a sweet little sad thing. Say I've felt it before, but it's nothing much compared to yours. So fundamentally toxic, you know it wasn't your fault then. There's so much we can't hold. Oh, you know you were just a little. I remember everything you said, all about how it is just the way that it is. But I think that what you meant to say is, baby, I can't stop this. High time, that's right, red light, black and blue. Nobody has it better than you. In an landslide, a high tide, running up the room. Nobody got there faster than you. Nobody has it better than you. Better than you, better than you. Nobody has it better than you. Better than you, better than you. It's easy for you to say, standing there with your future all aligned, but it isn't for you to say, when you get off easy every time. It's easy for you to say, standing there with your future all aligned, but it isn't for you to say, when you get off easy every time. Easy every time, easy every time, with your high times, that's right, red, white, black, and blue. Thank you.
right, nice set. We started out with a new single from Inzy called Mad Chemistry, followed by a new release by Katie Kirby called Traffic off of a forthcoming album called Cool Dry Place, and finished that set with Vein Melter's Murmuration off of the just released Still in the Air. I don't know much about Inzy, but I do love that music like that is being cranked out in Nashville. There's a great video that goes along with it as well. The pop scene here in Nashville is something we don't dive into too often on the show, but with gems like that, we definitely should be. Katie Kirby has been played on the show before, and I'm really excited to see that they have a proper album coming out. It won't actually be released until mid-February of 2021, but there's all kinds of great pre-order options up on Bandcamp, which I'll link to in the episode description. I imagine we'll get at least one or two more singles between now and then. I will let you know. And then we close with Vein Melter, a track off of his debut solo EP, which is a really wonderful, textured, nuanced, and lovely piece of work. It's out now on all the streaming things, and I hope you can check it out. And it's got a cover of Björk's Hyper Ballad. So if you weren't already intrigued by my massive amounts of adjectives to describe how wonderful it is, at least you know there's a Björk cover on there, and I know you want to hear that. All right, switching it up again, here's a debut single from Bradley Curtis, followed by some more intriguing tracks.
Searching for something, something that can't be found. Or am I lost and waiting to be found? Go on, try to find a way. Come on, try, try, try to find a way to get there. I would die, die, die before I put my hands up.
I'm bending outwards, doing circles round the circles in bed. Couldn't see from the patterns, didn't know the truth's a tavern where everybody knows your name. It's a dream, but it's backwards. You wake up and ever after, and by that time it don't matter the same.
You just heard Bradley Curtis with the debut single Surrender, followed by another new single from Mighty Joe Nolan called Lone Wolves Together. And we closed it out with the album cut Steven Wins This Time from Mama Would Be Proud. I'll be totally honest, I don't have a ton of additional insights on any of these tracks. Bradley Curtis only has this one song out. It's the debut single, so I'm curious to hear more from him in the future. I might not generally play something like that on this show, but I'm happy to be reminded to listen to a whole track, not just a few seconds. This one really goes to a nice place. I can tell you that the Mama Would Be Proud track comes from an album that I'm still digging into and finding my way around, but I'm really happy that they sent it over. Lots to listen to there. I wish I had more to give you on these, but I don't. Check out more from all these artists within the episode links. I am confident that you will be pleased. Let's wrap this show up with something different. Here's a brand new track from Neighborhood Collage, and it just gets more interesting from there.
Say you'll be home sooner than later, working your bones in manual labor. And I said I wish later was sooner. Our only freedom is nursing on tumors or laying down. What's your angle? Heaven is haunted, earth angel. What's your angle? Heaven's a stranger. What's your angle? Heaven is haunted. I wish I had gentle creatures over circumvent ditches and shit like that. I wish I had new eyes to see all the bad things where they can get me. Earth angel, what's your angle? Heaven is haunted. Earth angel, what's your angle? Heaven's a stranger. Earth angel, what's your angle? Heaven is haunted. Thank you.
Right, that was Neighborhood Collage, also known as NBHC, with the track Earth Angel, followed by The Groundkeepers, and we closed out with a delightful track called Old Wood by Stuffed Spider. NBHC came through the old We Own This Town inbox and is comprised of a bunch of band members all over the South. The album that that track stems from is coming out next year, and I'm looking forward to it. They described it as a dystopian doo-wop song, and I can't be more intrigued by a description like that. I completely agree. Dystopian doo-wop is a genre I should listen to more often, and NBHC is going to help me do that. Groundkeepers is Trevor Nickrant and Lou Turner, names you may recognize as members of the Styrofoam Winos or via their own solo work. Their album, from which the song is taken, Loaves of Devotion, is out now. They tell me it was born from quarantine and improvisation. A wonderful pairing, if I do say so myself. And we closed with Stuffed Spider, a track from an absolutely mesmerizing album built from found sounds, rickety tape recorders, B-movie synths, and, in my own words, intrigue. I have not yet spent near enough time with this one, but I am loving what I have heard so far. I will be investing more time and suggest you do as well, and you should plan on hearing more from them in the future on this show. All right, that's our episode. Thank you so much for listening and for sending things in. I'd say that was a very successful mailbag volume one episode. Find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Hit us up via direct message or email me, michael@weownthistown.net. We're already working on mailbag volume two. Visit weownthistown.net for updates about all the new episodes from all of our wonderful We Own This Town shows. Many thanks to Upright T-Rex Music for the music playing underneath me right now. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Take care. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe in doing so. Wear a mask. Thanks a lot. Bye.